Jazzy 88 WFSK, what a talent he is. And from all those years ago, that's the Fifth Avenue song from way back. And we are happy to have our spotlight again on the very, very talented Nicholas Cole. How you doing, son? You doing okay?
I'm doing great. How are you, Sam?
Well, I'm excellent. Now that I'm talking to you, because you're just so doggone talented, I don't know what to do with you.
I appreciate that. It's so good to hear your voice. Good to be in the place. So I'm definitely glad to be talking to you.
Well, that's for sure, because, you know, we've been faithful over a few things as far as you're concerned. And, you know, because you are such an amazing keyboardist and songwriter, etc. I have always had an eyeball on seeing. Now, what's he doing now?
I'm around. Still doing it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you're still standing and still producing. His Nicholas's latest project out is Sugar, and just like all of them, they're as smooth and as funky as they can possibly be. And Nicholas, you probably grew up just a little bit since we originally had you on. Were you about 18 or 19 when we first had you?
That sounds about right. Yep.
Okay.
About 18 or 19.
Yeah, because your dad was, you know, kind of guiding your way and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, he was my manager. He definitely had a hand in the business aspect of things. And so, yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, I remember, here I'm about to go way up in my way back machine. But Nicholas was one of the emerging talents that we selected here. And I felt really good that he would be, you know, one of the ones to keep the genre going. And look at you. You have, look at you, son. You just did it. And I'm so glad, because all of the ones that I have selected over the years from early here and there projects and, you know, giving them some light and love, you all are just cutting up out there. And I remember saying this to you, Nicholas. I said, now do what your daddy says. Now here.
Nah.
As if you weren't going to do it, you know.
Right, right. And look, now he's getting older, and he don't feel like going as much now. I was like, man, you rolling out with me to such and such? He's like, nah, man, you got it.
Well, that's because he knows you truly do. And I'm certain that he is incredibly proud of you, Nicholas.
Oh, wow. Yes, he is. He definitely is. He's excited. And he loves the new music, and he's my number one supporter.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, for you, how has that helped your career and, you know, knowing you got somebody like that in your corner?
I'll tell you what, it definitely makes a difference. You know, there's a certain burden level that's attached to artists who don't have the support of family. You know, it can still be done, but there's an assurance that you have in knowing that you have that extra push mm-hmm. from the people that you love. Mm-hmm. So it definitely makes a difference, you know, having his support and him always being, you know, on my side and, you know, down for my creativity and just the changes I wanted to make as an artist mm-hmm. And things of that such. So, you know, I couldn't be more grateful for, you know, having a father that's supportive like him.
Absolutely. And I know he's immensely proud of you. And you just keep, you know, doing what you're doing. And your father will can continue to sit home and say, no, you got this.
Right, right. Absolutely.
Definitely. Now, Sugar, what is what sparked the topic? You know, you got the lollipop thing on the front, on the cover and everything. So are you a fan of sugar sweets?
Okay, so I'm gonna I'm gonna tell you how that came about.
Okay.
So
yeah.
When I first composed the song, I always send everything to Jeff and Les Cutmore, Jeff Lunt and Les Cutmore, mm-hmm. for them to check out and see what they think of the new music. So I was kind of gathering the tracks together for the new album, and I sent Jeff that song. Mm-hmm. I don't even think I had named it yet. I can't remember. I don't think, yeah, I hadn't named it yet. And I was like, man, what do you think of this track? And while he was listening to it, he kept saying, man, this is so sweet. This is so sweet, man. And so it made me think of, like, him saying that, like, made me think of Sugar. So I said, I'm going to call this song Sugar, since you keep saying how sweet it is, man. And that's where it came from. And, you know, he was like, well, if you want to go that route, let me send this to Skinny Hightower and see what kind of concept he comes up with for the cover art for it. And so we sent it to Skinny, and Skinny is another amazing keyboardist.
He's phenomenal.
And he's a label mate of mine.
He is phenomenal, and we've had him on here twice, and I love him. So
yeah, Skinny's dope, and he does amazing graphics. I think he does all of his own graphics. So
really?
we thought it would be cool to send to him and see what kind of concept he would come up with. And when I saw the cover, I was like, man, that's dope.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of times, you know, it's either or. Some people will focus solely on having good graphics, and then, you know, when you hear the track, it's like, I don't really connect with it. Or
right.
You'll have somebody who has, you know, the great track, and, you know, when you look at the cover art, it's like, that doesn't really convey, you know, how the song makes you feel.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I wanted to kind of do both. And
it
brought a lot of attention.
No question about it, because, you know, it kind of reminded me of the old school, the sweet sticky thing. You know, I was
Oh, yeah.
I like that
a lot. I've had so many people to come up with their own interpretations of it, and it's always interesting to hear.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Now, tell our audience who's on the project with you, who wrote and produced it.
Well, I have some great features on this album. The first feature is a girl from Durham, North Carolina, named, she goes by the name of Satire Black. She's an amazing vocalist. I want to say she's about 24 years old. She went to North Carolina Central University.
Hmm.
She's classically trained. She has range out of this world. She's an amazing writer,
mm-hmm.
amazing producer. And we co-produced the track together.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote those lyrics and, came up with the melodies for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, she is amazing. She's working on her own music right now to release. She hasn't put out a full project yet, but
mm-hmm.
that's coming soon. So definitely be on the lookout for her.
Okay.
The next feature is a guy who is a famed American Idol contestant named Elliot Yameen. I don't recall what season he was on. I don't know if he was with Carrie Underwood or
uh-huh.
on the season with Fantasia or Ruben. Or, I can't quite remember,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
He was well known on the show, one of the best that they've ever had on that show. And the horn arranger for the cover of PYT,
mm-hmm.
I was talking to him, and I was like, man, because I had done the track before I even found anybody to sing on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was asking him, I said, man, I need somebody to deliver this vocal. I said, I don't want anybody that sounds just like Michael, because I'm not trying to just do a complete Michael replica. I don't want it to come off that way.
Sure.
I said, but I want somebody who can deliver it with the same energy as Michael,
yeah.
And make you feel it. So he said, man, you need Elliot Yameen.
Hmm.
And so I reached out, and he was more than happy to do it. And when I got the vocals back, I was like, man, if this dude ain't singing, it's like a brother. So he tore that song up. So I was so excited when I got it back and started mixing it. And I think it just turned out great. And so, yeah, I really enjoyed doing that with him. I have Keita Mitsuno on the record.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Japanese guitarist. who is absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. You can see him on the jazz circuit playing with various artists. Hmm. And he was one of the first guitarists that played with me when I first started playing in California. Mm-hmm. And during the, you know, Catalina Jazz Festival, Big Bear, K-Toss played with me quite a bit. So I just love his sound on nylon guitar. So I thought he would be perfect for that particular song because it had so much emotion, and I knew he would capture that along with me. He's featured on a song called Should Have Been Us. And last but certainly not least.
Did you write it, Nicholas?
Yes, I did. I did.
See, that's what I keep hearing about you. People say that cat can write music and he because, you know, I have a lot of talks with a lot of different people all over. And they, you know, everybody feels good about you, you know, having a hand in their stuff.
Oh, wow. That's great. Mm-hmm. Even aside from artistry, producing is really my first love. Mm-hmm. I love to write and produce. Mm-hmm. I'm most at home with that. And I love when I get the calls, no matter who it's from, whether it's from Brian Simpson or Steve Cole or Nick Colleone, mm-hmm. Just to name a few people who I've had the opportunity to work with. Mm-hmm. And I'm always ecstatic to get those calls and, you know, and see what I can come up with. Mm-hmm. And just always being in a place of creativity gives me great joy to do that.
Well, it gives us great joy to hear it, okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad to hear that. Always glad to hear that.
Well, yeah. Let me remind the audience that this extremely talented young man, what are you, 22, 3, 4, what?
I'm 26 now. I'm getting
Shut
old.
Shut up. No, you're not 26.
I'm 20. Can you believe it's been that long?
No, I cannot. Oh, my gosh.
No, right? I think I was 8. No, I was either, I think I was 17 when I did A Journey of One.
Well, that was when we first interviewed you. And,
it's been a while.
Oh, yeah, see, people probably said, I don't know nothing about him. I ain't never heard of him. I don't know why Sharon Kay and them be having these people on the radio. Don't nobody know who they are. Boom. I mean, here you are, just talent oozing out of your ears, man. But that was the first time that you were featured on Artist of the Week on WFSK as emerging talent. And then you did the Endless Possibilities, and we had you on from there, and just have really kept an eye out for, you know, everything that you've been doing. And I am immensely proud of you. And
wow,
you
thank
know,
you so
I
much.
Really am. I truly am. And because, you know, you've been putting your hand to a lot of different things, you know, not just playing for yourself, but, you know, working with others and helping them sound their very best. And I think people just like the fact that you're just cool, okay?
Well, look, I'll take that compliment. I appreciate it.
And, you know, because sometimes it's not hard, easy to work, you know, with a lot of different people. Speaking of that,
yeah,
you have some folks that you have done various, you know, things with, working either as producer or keyboard or programming, etc. Who are some of the ones that you named Nick and a couple others? But tell us who mm-hmm. some of the rest of them are.
Yeah, so I've done some just session musician work for mm-hmm. Jeff Koshewa. Mm-hmm. I worked with him. Who else?
Special effects.
Marcus Anderson, of course.
Oh, yeah.
I always produce and work with him. Julian Vaughn.
Yeah.
LeBron Dennis. Mm-hmm. Lynn Roundtree. Mm-hmm. Special effects.
Yeah. See.
Which we had a number one with them called Lavish that I was able to write and produce.
Wow.
And so, yeah. So, man, it's been quite a few people.
It has. So how did you meet Nick? You know, I just happen to just adore Nick Colleone, and so does a million other women. But I'm just making the point. How did you get hooked up with Nick?
Yeah, well, My promoter, radio promoter at the time, Dave Kuhnert, he was very instrumental in me and Nick connecting. And you know how Uncle Nick is. You know, he was asking Dave, he said, Dave, man, what's up with this cat, Nicholas Cole, man? You know,
like
that man, that's a cold cat, man. You know, I wanna meet that dude, man. So, so we, you know, Dave, I think it, you know, got us exchanged numbers. And, Uncle Nick called me up, and this is how cool he is.
Yes, yes.
He said, man, Uncle Nick just wanted to call you and let you know I got you, man. You know, if there's anything you need, you know, I got you. But let me tell you what I need. I need a track.
That sounds just like him.
Yeah, man. He said, I need a track, man. I know you got the funk, so I need something. And I said, well, look, Unc, I said, I got you, man. I said, let me craft out something. Give me just a little time, and I'll get back up with you in a couple weeks.
Wow.
So I sent him this track, and I didn't know it would be named that, but I just, you know, when you're working on music, sometimes you just throw a title on it just to get to somebody.
Certainly.
Like really quickly. So I titled the track Uncle Nick just to get it to him. And, you know, I said, man, you call it whatever you want. I said, I just threw that up there. He said, man, that's cold. I'm gonna keep it just like that. I'm gonna call it Uncle Nick. And he told me recently, because, you know, that song went number one as well.
Yes.
And he said, man, ever since that song, everybody just been walking around, people older than me calling me Uncle Nick.
He got his theme song now, you know, watch out.
Yeah, that's his thing. Yeah. He's known as Uncle Nick worldwide.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So we connected, and we've been, that's been Unc ever since.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I definitely enjoy our conversation. Sometimes we've spent 2 and 3 hours on the phone just laughing and cutting up. I appreciate him being there and just really embracing me since day one.
Oh, yeah.
And because you never know how people you look up to will, you know, treat you, you know. So you've heard the horror stories about how some have been treated. But thankfully, the people that I looked up to have embraced me and really just welcomed me with open arms. And I have not had those horror stories like, you know, some others. So I'm very thankful of that.
That is beautiful. And, you know, and the beauty of it is Nick is the real genuine deal, because he was in a spot like you at one point in time, and nobody didn't know who he was. I don't care nothing about him. I ain't never heard of him, because you know how folks can be. And
absolutely.
You know, so he gets it because he lived it. And then plus that, you know, he might have been known in Chicago, but, people wasn't standing up screaming like they are now. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
All he has to do is just walk in somewhere near, and the fans are going bonkers.
Oh, they go nuts. Right?
Yeah, they do. They just woo. And I told him, I said, rub some of that off on me, would you? Because you got the charisma, dude. You got the charisma. But it wasn't always like that, because, to be honest, this is not so much, you know, I'm not, you know, I'd like to tell the truth. But when we tried to work with a group here locally that was bringing Nick, we didn't sell 10 tickets.
Wow.
Because people didn't know who he was.
Yeah, I mean, it's like that, you know. And really, with the age of technology and, you know, contemporary jazz being, you know, more of a seasoned genre and, you know, everybody's not on social media. So with radio not being as present as it used to be, it takes a while for everybody to really know who you are.
Right.
Well, like there's still people who don't even know me. You know, I haven't even made my way around everywhere, but you know, and I've been doing it almost 10 years now. So, it just goes to show that, you know, it can be a slow build, but, Uncle Nick, man, he has definitely earned every, every bit of praise that he gets now. He's earned it all.
Absolutely, and that and then some. And you know, the this was years ago, and you know, Nick was a struggling guitarist with extreme talent, and he wasn't as young as you guys, but he still deserved some light and some love. So I'm knowing him as the way I do. I'm thinking that's what he does with all you cats, because he's really encouraging to all of y'all. And
he is.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be beautiful to have that kind of relationship with people, you know?
Absolutely.
Now, Nicholas, you, speaking of people not knowing you, they need to listen to this station. We got you.
Well, now I appreciate that. I know you've been a supporter since day one
I have
always been in my corner and, you know, been the most supportive that you could be. Yes. And it, that goes a long way with me. And, you know, it makes me full just to think about. So I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. We'll just continue to ask the Lord to be with us. Now, and speaking of that, since you know so well about radio and you get the fact that, you know, we're crucial and important in so many ways, particularly having a station that's a 24/7 dedicated to the music operation like we are. We're going to be coming up in a couple of weeks into our fundraising season here. And WFSK, in order to maintain itself, has to sustain itself. And we have to raise our own money, or we done. So knowing that that's the case, how important is it for our audience to be so moved that they make a donation to support us during our fall fund drive in October?
Oh, wow. It's so very important. It's crucial. You know, you guys are the heartbeat, you know, and music has a way of connecting us all, no matter what race you are. You know, no matter what, you know, we come from all different walks of life, but the music that you guys play connects us in such a grand way. So, it's so important that they get behind that and to push that. I stand 100% behind what I'm saying. So get out and make your donations, everybody. And let's do what we got to do.
That's it. Keep the love flowing, honey.
Keep it flowing.
Nicholas, you keep us posted on where you're going to be and what you're going to be doing. And The Weeknd is the name of his new release on Trippin' and Rhythm Records. And all the people that you named, Jeff Lunt and Les Cutmore and Dave Cooner, they're all near and dear to me. And they get it. They know the station is trying like crazy to do, you know, our level best. And they're very respectful of that. And I'm respectful of them. And so I want to thank them personally for staying behind some of you young cats. I mean, I just appreciate them for not deserting y'all and letting you out there hanging. Now, tell our audience where they can find out more about you as well as your schedule, where you're going to be, and all that to hear your music.
Yeah, all of that info can be found on my website, www.nicholascoldjazz.com. I'm getting some updates done, but that should be up, what's today? Thursday. So that should be up by the end of the week, and all of my information will be there. My music can be found on Amazon, iTunes. You can stream it from any of the digital outlets. The new album is called The Weeknd. So, yeah, I hope you will all go and buy it and support and go look at the dates and, you know, see where I might be going. I know I'll be here. I'm in Chicago right now for Brian Culverson's Chicago Jazz Getaway.
Okay, old BC cutting up there in Chicago.
No, old BC cutting up, yeah. So we're down here cutting up and having a good time.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, Nicholas, tell your family hey for me, and I really, really respect and love them. Send love from Nashville.
I sure will.
And you take good care, darling, and keep us posted on how things are going, okay?
I sure will. And thank you so much for the love
Absolutely.
And support always.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, we'll talk to you later. That's Nicholas Cole, everybody.